with the offs and fade, with Shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, 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 yeah, do, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food, cinnamon. The way my mother taught me to make cinnamon toast was to start with raisin bread and toast it to perfection. She might have timed it by how long it took her to jump into her waitress work uniform. Then she slathered it with rich and creamy Wisconsin sweet butter. Then she sprinkled the combination of sugar and cinnamon out of our Domino Sugar baseball player plastic yellow figurine bottle. It was kept with a wax paper cover tucked under its round red metal lid that doubled for the faux baseball boy's cap. She usually slathered enough butter on that toast so that the cinnamon and sugar mix slid over the top of the toast like grains of sand dancing in the ebb of a wave. We loved the lusciousness of that butter. We loved the crunch the sugar gave as we bit into the toast. We loved the mild heat the cinnamon conveyed. But mostly, we loved these shared quiet moments before off to work she had to go. The fragrance of our breakfast lingered on my hands and comforted me during the first hour of math class at Diamond Lake Elementary. When the milk break came at 10:30 a.m., I noted the dairy's rich, sweet tang against my sugar-cinnamon-scented digits, and I was off, into a land marked with cinnamon trees. Had I been in geography class, I might have learned that the trees that bring us the bark from where cinnamon comes are native to Sri Lanka. Cinnamon has been an important spice since antiquity. In actuality, there are two major types of what is called cinnamon in English. One is from the cassia bark, and the other, cinnamomum verum. The canny French lump them into one word for both, and that is cannelle. The even cannier Arabs liked to shroud the sources of what they could trade by creating outrageous stories on how things were obtained to discourage poachers. A man known as Theophrastus wrote from the 4th century, "They say it grows in valleys where there are snakes with a deadly bite, so they protect their hands and feet when they go down to collect it. They divide it into three portions and draw lots for them with the sun. Whichever portion the sun wins, they leave behind. They say as soon as they leave, it bursts into flames." When cinnamon is cultivated, the rootstocks are managed so as to grow straight and tall as a human being. Then they are harvested and taken off in bushels for peeling and further processing. There are people who have the job description of being a cinnamon peeler. There is a beautiful poem by Michael Ondaatje named "The Cinnamon Peeler's Wife." I urge you to find it if you like the sensuality of topics such as these. A cinnamon peeler strips off the outer bark and then rubs it with a heavy brass rod to loosen things. Incisions are made around the quill form that the cinnamon is in, and also down the sides. The subsequent quills are actually about 40 inches long. They are cut into the smaller sections we find them in at the store. I like to toast and grind my own cinnamon. Though I most commonly utilize cinnamon in recipes for pastry and sweet things, we do love a recipe called Plantains in Temptation Sauce when anglicized. It features sweet plantains cooked with sherry vinegar, cloves, cinnamon, lime zest, salt, pepper, and duck stock. It is a fine side dish to many savory partners, perhaps like the cinnamon peeler's wife. I wonder, where is my cinnamon baseball player now? I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.